going on? Let's kick it off. Yeah. This is the Warzone Gamer Podcast. The best podcast known to man. Yes. You already know what week this is. This is E3 week. This is the E3 special right here. So for those of you that don't know, get in tune with it. Go to warzonegamer.com. We have all the latest and greatest news there. Everything you need to know about E3 or any console you need to get up on, the information, check that out. We have all the information on there. Wow, what an E3. That's crazy, man.
It's been incredible. Oh man.
Before we even get into the whole E3 thing, this Wolves and Gamer podcast, it is 10:34 p.m. June 2nd, 2009, and I'm your host. Well, we are your hosts. I am Warzone Gamer, and to my right, we have none other than the evil genius, Drama Center.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. So, yeah, kicking it off. Microsoft, June 1st, Monday. They had a lot to talk about, man. A lot of surprises too.
And they kicked it off beautifully with the premiere of the rock band Beatles.
Yeah.
And they actually had the original members, the surviving members of the band, come in and introduce the game.
This is like some Titanic shit. Yeah. The surviving members.
And they had a real warm reception. I like that the intro. It had like a little anime style to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything. Actually, the two women that came out, that was actually the wives of the other two that died.
Oh, were they look Chinese though?
Yeah, one of them was Chinese. That's Yoko Ono, and she actually made a album. Which let's put it like this: let's hope they never make a game out of her singing, because just like you find more pleasure on nails on a chalkboard than hear her on sing. Trust me.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh man.
But the instruments they made it real old fashioned. I don't know if you noticed it.
Yeah, I seen it. They put like a little metal plate around it and shit.
Mm-hmm. And the guitar looks like John Lennon's original guitar that he used way back then. They just moved it out a little bit. It's like, almost like a banjo.
Basically, they're trying to relaunch Rock Band with the same instruments but a different look to it, whatever.
And the fact that three people now can sing, like you need to do some harmony now.
Oh, and I seen three guitars up too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, three different guitars.
I didn't notice that. Oh, that's cool. So it's basically just like a real big band then.
Yeah, so let's just see how it goes. Like, they had some hits. I like the music they had up.
Yeah, oh yeah. Nah, that's definitely a must day one purchase.
Yeah.
The game at least.
Yeah, the game, right? Sound like I'm not buying those instruments.
I think they're selling it for $300 too.
Oh, hell no. Yeah, that's what it is. They got to make all that money back from all the money they paid to have the Beatles on there.
True. And not only that, like, the DLC that's coming out is incredible. Like, they're actually going to have the full albums as DLCs. And to get your hands on that is like getting your hands on Michael Jackson tracks. It's very hard to do. So they paid a lot of money to get this game to be done.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. So, wow. It's crazy, yo.
Let's kick it off, though. Microsoft, man. They showed off a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to kick it off by saying they showed off Kojima. Kojima came out with a little surprise that Metal Gear Rising is coming to Xbox 360. But let me correct those people out there who think that's an exclusive. It's not an exclusive. It's just a Metal Gear game that's coming onto the Xbox as well. So for those of you who think, yeah, we won, yeah, all that fanboy shit, hold it back, you know what I'm saying, because it's multi-platform. And you know what I'm saying, for G4 being a bunch of fanboys, I was really pissed off. This is every year now. They just like, you can see the fanboy pour out of their systems,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Basically, they didn't steal shit. It's just a new game coming to the fucking Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. It's not a fucking, you know what I'm saying? It's not like Snake, and if Snake makes an appearance, cool, but it looks like Raiden's going to be the main character, and basically it's not Metal Gear Solid 4 going to the 360, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you may think I'm pissed off. I'm not pissed off. It's just I hate when people don't give you the full, you know what I'm saying? Like I always said in every other podcast, I hate when people give you half of the story, make it look like it's something when it's not, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm basically breaking it down to you that, you know what I mean? Like, these motherfuckers didn't get Snake onto the console. Oh. You know what I'm saying? That was something that was exclusive for Sony, and I guess it's going to stay for Sony till now, until something comes out later on. But other than that, it's in the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess you only see Snake on a PS3 console. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude wanted to, Kojima wanted to make a brand new IP, well, a brand new Metal Gear with a new character, and who better than Raiden? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you play Part 4, you know who I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about, because Raiden is good character. You know what I mean?
And if you hear what Mr. Hideo Kojima said, he said he didn't say nothing about Solid Snake.
Yeah, true.
As soon as they did that, you know, as soon as they mentioned that, he threw that in right away because he didn't want him, you know what I mean? He wanted to make sure there was no confusion or anything.
Nah, it was mad funny because the guy from Microsoft, he just comes out of nowhere. Yeah, now you Microsoft owners could see Snake on the Xbox 360 and they could shut him down crazy fast. He said, I didn't say anything about any Snake. That shit was funny as fuck.
Yeah, but it's definitely, like you said, like you mentioned, it's a definitely new IP. The title says it all. You know how the Metal Gear has always been Metal Gear Solid, tactical espionage action.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you see it now. It says Metal Gear Solid Rising, lightning bolt action. So it's basically
him.
It's basically Raiden's game. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's gonna be, hopefully, it's a brand new saga involving him.
Yeah, because he always liked it, Raiden as the character. It's just, it kind of hurt him when the fans didn't like Raiden. They called him a faggot, whatever it was.
they made up for him in MGS4, most definitely, man.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So when he said in, this is before MGS4 even came out, when he said, oh, yeah, in this Metal Gear Solid, you're going to fall in love with Raiden, he was in line, and he made you actually fall in love with Raiden because the work that this guy does is ridiculous. You know what I mean? So for those of you who still haven't played MGS4, go buy yourself a PS3 and play that game. It's worth the money.
Yes.
Moving on, there's a couple other things announced. And it's, what was the name of that game? Splinter Cell, Conviction.
Yes.
Finally, they show something with this game because this game was like hype. And when it finally came out, I'm saying people aren't even talking about it anymore because it's like everybody keeps talking about Halo ODST, and it's like this game, I love Halo, but this one right here looks like it's gonna be a piece of shit. Like, have you seen how you throw grenades, man?
You have to show floor there, because I really don't know what's the difference. I personally never played Halo like that.
Oh, okay.
Is it different now? Different way they throw it or something?
Yeah, the gameplay looks different. You know what I'm saying? It's not Master Chief.
Okay.
And you can tell they're just going to milk the franchise. You know what I'm saying? Milk the name for what it's got. And I think Halo's dying out little by little, as you can see, because of Call of Duty. And I've always been saying this shit's a drama center. You know this shit. Call of Duty's been taking Halo's fame for a little bit now. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, Activision dropped World at War when Gears of War 2 came out and dominated in sales. You know what I'm saying? Dominated in sales. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a new Call of Duty coming out this year that looks way better than ODST, and it's multi-platform. Mm-hmm. So, if Microsoft wants to be smart, stop making these fucking Halo games. You know what I'm saying? These spin-off Halo games and putting them up with juggernauts. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, the way it's looking for this holiday season, it got two big juggernauts in front of them. And that's Uncharted and that's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. So, go ahead.
How impressive was that trailer? I mean, that gameplay they actually showed. I mean, you could do so much in that game now. I mean, they went from just climbing mountains to actually being in a heliport in the mountains. And then from there, jumping on the snow ski and just shooting people. Wow, man, that was incredible gameplay right there.
Call of Duty took it hands down. And like I said, like in this press conference, it did start off kind of slow. If you notice, like, yeah, I understand what they were trying to show off, the snow level and all that, but the action didn't really happen until the last couple of, well, the last minute of the gameplay trailer.
Absolutely right.
So it was kind of slow, but other than that, it was good. That was something that came on the show floor for Microsoft's press conference. There was a couple other things announced. The beta for One Versus 100 was out last night, and me and this guy Drama Center was just straight kicking ass. That shit was just too fun, man. That shit was just the shit, man. Like, they got something there. That shit is real, real cool. What we got? We got Netflix. They basically are gonna do an update to Netflix, where you could, what was it? You could choose movie categories for directly from the Xbox now.
Yes. Yeah, you don't need no more PC to stream your movies into your Xbox anymore. Now it's just basically going to be in your Xbox.
Yeah.
They also announced the fact that you could download, as of August, 360 games into your hard drive.
Yeah, that was something that was shadowed easily. Like, you don't even hear about that shit like that.
You don't hear about that. And it's crazy because I think that's one of the most important features now. Like, you know, as we've been talking for the past few weeks about, you know, digital distribution into your system, this is the way it's going to go now, you know. And it's like, as you mentioned earlier, it's going to take out GameStop. This is basically something like this is going to kill GameStop's pocket.
Yeah, but this is funny, though, because this is like a spit in the face at OnLive. Where the fuck is OnLive now? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Oh, it wasn't even mentioned. I haven't heard nothing about this on E3.
Since GDC, you haven't heard anything about OnLive. And this is, if you want to promote something, and it looks like these people don't have the money to promote it, if you really wanted to promote something, you should have had that on E3. Mm-hmm. That was something. Why single yourself out from E3? You're not better than any other console out there. You know what I'm saying? So why didn't you put up that money to promote yourselves? And this was like a stupid move on their hand, because what biggest place to show off your stuff than E3?
Exactly.
Remember, you got to try to sell this product. You can't just say, yeah, this is going to be the future, and put it out in store shelves and make people want to buy it, because I'm not going to buy it.
Exactly.
Not until I see something. And not even. It's like, I'd rather deal with actual hardware than some fucking shit that was like the size of my cable modem. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Let's get back to Microsoft's press conference, though.
They were talking about certain titles that will be coming out from the Xbox Live Arcade, including Epic's new game, which is called Shadow Complex.
You ready? Oh, did you mean that game that they have on the PSN, the one I was telling you about? That's what it looked like.
Something like that. And they say that they actually drew inspiration from old school Metroid games. They're releasing this free game called Joyride, which is basically a kart racer with your avatar.
Yeah.
That's actually coming out. And Turtles in Time, for those people who never played that for the Super Nintendo, is actually a pretty good game. They're just revamping it and everything. They also talked about adding Facebook into your Xbox Live.
Yeah, that and Twitter.
And I'm guessing, as me and Warzone Gamer were discussing yesterday, that
it's stupid.
It's real dumb. I think they're just trying to reach the younger audience with that, and they're just trying to grasp with them. I guess this is the biggest thing for them and everything. They're just trying to put into the system, but there's still one main feature that they still haven't implemented into the system, and that is the web browser.
Yeah, and that's the shit. Because if you have a web browser, you wouldn't need to fucking basically pull out and say, oh yeah, I'm gonna add this feature onto the Xbox 360. If you have a browser, you can just go to the damn website and just go from there. You know what I'm saying? This was just bullshit announcements, because what Microsoft is getting now, the PS3's been doing this since day one, and that's basically with the web browser. Because if they say, oh yeah, Sony doesn't have Twitter, they don't have what you call it, and Nintendo too. They don't have Twitter. They don't have MySpace. They don't have the other shit. Facebook. Yeah, actually, we have a web browser that we can just go to the site with. So it's like you can't fight for something that we've been doing for the longest. You know what I'm saying?
And true, it might be convenient to, you know, instead of going to a web browser, actually typing in and everything. But I'd rather do it like that and actually take up, you know, hard space.
Yeah.
You know, physical space on my hard drive and just, you know, to install something that I could use that little 40 or 50 megabytes for an arcade game or something. You know?
Basically. It's just a waste of time. Like,
yeah.
Just put the damn web browser in there and call it a day, dude. You know what I'm saying? That's, like, stop making your system, do more work than what it's already doing.
Exactly.
It's bad enough that you got the Red Ring of Death on that shit.
try to improve something like that and everything. But they also had little tiny features like now the movies are going to be in full 1080p.
Yeah.
You know, which is good, you know, which is good here and there. And, you know, little things here and there that they're just going to add little tweaks and trying to fix the whole Xbox experience.
Yeah, and another thing they announced too is something that we've been doing at home for a little while now, and I just showed you earlier. While we was in the E3 home space, the fact that you could watch movies with your friends.
Yes.
Which avatars do Microsoft's, whatever. What is that? The service that they're going to be providing for you? I don't even know the name. They don't even have a name for that shit, right?
I really don't know the name for that, no.
But it's funny because didn't I just show you how you could do that? Well, how Sony's been doing that? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just features like this where it kills me because the fanboys will overshadow they'll flood up the internet and make it look like if Microsoft is superior. And it's like, in this press conference, everybody did good. So all the fanboys out there, you know what I'm saying, all the casual gamers, you know what I'm saying, look at all three consoles now, you know what I'm saying? You can't just single them out anymore. They all came out strong, and like I said, with this podcast, you're going to see why they came out strong, and we're going to give out the key point. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give out the key notes on where these consoles came out strong and where they you know what I'm saying, dropped the ball at. But getting back to Microsoft, like when they came out the gate, they came out really strong from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. And they announced a big, well, before we even get to that big title, there was another feature that they're adding to the Xbox 360, and that's Last FM, some shit like that.
Oh, the radio, yes.
The radio station or whatever. Mm-hmm. And basically, you already know why that's there because they got the new HD Zoom coming out. So, in order for those two to mesh together, they will have to update the system to basically, you know what I'm saying, have the same features as the Zoom. So, and they have, it was smart, and you know what I'm saying, it'll make the two go together like bread and butter, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But getting back to his other big announcements that Microsoft had, and that's Left 4 Dead 2. And I want to sit on this for a little while because remember Left 4 Dead just came out last holiday.
Uh-huh.
6 months ago. Well, like 7 months ago.
Yep.
And they're already coming out with another one for this holiday. So this is where it's a toss-up where we can say that they rushed this, like they rushed Gears of War 2. Because honestly, if you look at Gears of War 2, you can tell it's a rushed product. Right. The one player, you know what I'm saying? With Gears of War 2, the one player you can tell is a finished product. When it came to online, you can tell they rushed it. Right. So now getting back to Left 4 Dead, we got to see if this is going to be a finished product or a rushed product. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I fear, because it's a good game, like, hands down.
Yeah.
Like, it's a beautiful game, and I just hope they didn't rush this game, because it looks good. They showed some gameplay on GameSpot. You know what I'm saying? It looked good, but I just hope they don't rush it.
And it's almost as you brought it up to attention, like, you know, it's only 4 levels, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just gonna add new weapons and all. So basically, it's just the same game, just with, you know, new things in it. And as far as being rushed, I mean, this is the way sequels should be. Like, they already built the game on a console, so they already got the structure on how to make the game.
Yeah.
Then release it the following year. Boom, just put it. This is what the fans want. They're trying to make a franchise out of this game, and I believe they could do this. By releasing it every year, by releasing it at full price, that's something different for only four maps.
Well, that's why I have to correct you, because there's rumors going around saying that the game's going to be bigger than the first one.
Oh, it's going to be bigger than the first one. Okay.
Yeah, so.
All right. That's even more better, man. That'd be more better like that. But, you know, they got new weapons. They were in Vegas or something like that, right? Like, from what I've seen in the trailer. It kind of reminded me of some Dead Rising 2.
Yeah.
Dead Rising 2. And
oh, another feature that we didn't announce, too, for the Xbox. You see, the reason why it's coming up now, because, like I said, it was, like, non-important shit, because it's, like, shit that I know I ain't going to use. And that's that Sky TV. Why do I need TV on my console?
True. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every motherfucker that has a cable modem in their house or a DSL modem, you definitely have cable in your house. If you don't, then I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you.
Who doesn't got TV like now?
You know what I'm saying?
If you don't have TV, then I don't know how you're listening to this podcast right now.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Basically, we just hope that Valve pulls this one off and they don't screw up this game, because it's a good franchise. You don't want to fuck it up by rushing it for Microsoft.
True. And you know, if they do, then fuck it. You know, I love the glitches. I love making fun of the game.
Yeah, but if you think about it, and that's where a lot of people are giving complaints at, because this could have easily been a big download. Because look, Grand Theft Auto basically came out with a whole new game as a download. Why they couldn't just do this as a big download?
True.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of it being, Left 4 Dead 2, you should have just put Left 4 Dead DLC. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A whole new element, because I know this shit could have been downloaded. You know what I'm saying?
We still don't know what's the final price for it and how they're going to take it as. I mean, maybe it could be a downloadable. Maybe those discs that we've seen, the cover disc.
Yeah.
Maybe those will just mock up disc or whatever, but only time will tell, because they just really staying real quiet about it. So it makes sense, like you say, it would make perfectly sense to at least put it as one big download.
Yeah.
Continue on from there.
Yeah, another title that was big, and I was telling Drama some of the same shit. Oh well, we'll save that one for last. Matter of fact, let me not even rush that. We already got into Halo ODST, which they're hyping up like crazy. But not only they announced, you know what I'm saying, not only did they talk about Halo ODST, but there's a new spinoff, and this is where I'm getting sick of this shit at, and it's called Halo Reach. They didn't have any trail on it. They just showed the globe that had Halo, and it said Reach, whatever. They didn't explain what the game was about. They just left it out in the open like that. And you know what I'm saying, like, if you're going to try, like, again, if you're going to try to sell something, you know what I'm saying? Well, not even sell something, because, like I said, this is coming out next year. ODST is coming out this year, so you're going to try to sell ODST. But this was just stupid. Why would you announce Halo Reach now and confuse the people to the fact that there's another Halo out there? You know what I'm saying? Damn. I think that was dumb, if you think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could have saved that for next year. Next year's E3. You know what I'm saying?
And build the hype around that. But exactly. Now that they got a big, you know, they got a date for that, then, you know, people are only going to be getting the ODST just for the beta key.
Exactly.
For the Reach. And now behind that might be a good game, because maybe the ODST might be a good game. But what a way to start a franchise.
By promoting the other franchise.
By promoting the previous one. And
they trying to milk that shit. That's what it is. They trying to juice it out for whatever it's got left in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And like I said, Halo is a good franchise. Titles like that, you got to give it a break for a while, because when you do bring it back, people will miss it, and they will buy it. They're just milking it, bringing this shit out every year, and that's not the way you milk this. You know what I'm saying? That's not the way you milk a product that's so big, that's bringing you billions of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That was real stupid on Microsoft's behalf, and I think that's the reason why the people that worked for Bungie quit. You know what I'm saying? Because there's only like three main people that stood with Bungie. All the other people that were developing the old Halo games, they left.
Oh, they all left?
Yeah, they started their own development crew.
Or whatever. Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So they were probably sick of working on Halo products, and they said, let's try something new, and probably Microsoft told them no, and they all quit.
Wow, it must be, like I said, it must be a big, big year for Halo fans. One, they get Halo Wars, and now they're getting the ODST, and then the announcement for the Halo Reach that's coming out next year. So I guess all these Halo fans will be jizzing in their pants.
Yeah,
and just waiting for that. But the price for that Halo is like, what, $59.99? And it's just an add-on expansion to Halo 3, right?
Yeah, and I don't understand how it's going to work because they said they're going to put all the old maps from the Halo 3. And it's two different game types. That's what I don't get. So they could fuck this shit up. Like I said, they could fuck it up. They could drop the ball with this. And Microsoft probably doesn't even care. They're probably just like, hey, fuck it. We're going to make money off of this shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
The beta key itself is going to sell. And, you know, it could be the ODST could be a good Halo game. But, like I said, you know, like we mentioned before, not too many people are going to pay attention to it because they want that beta key. They want to play the next Halo. And I don't know how. I mean, that's weird. I guess it's going to work for them. That's a promotion. It worked before. I guess they're going to try it again. But I don't think that's a smart move.
Yeah. Another. Well, moving on from Halo, rest in peace. The wannabe Gran Turismo is coming out for the Xbox 360 this year. You might know that title. Do you know what title that is?
It's called Forza
Motorsport 3. Oh, shit.
The shit is about to bomb.
That piece of shit. I don't even want to talk much on that shit. It's just a racing game.
a realistic racing game. Not that I hate realistic racing games, but it's just, you know, the answer to Gran Turismo. Leave Gran Turismo alone. They're good at what they're doing. They're the first one that actually put 500 real cars into one game on a PS1 game, which was Gran Turismo 2.
Yeah.
They're good at what they're doing. Leave them doing that shit. I don't think anybody should touch that franchise. But this is their answer to Gran Turismo. Hey, it's working. They're up to number 3. I guess it's working for people out there buying that shit, but it sucks. It doesn't look too good.
Sony just announced the answer to that one, and it's sad because this is on a portable system. How the portable system has more cars than the actual console version. Yeah.
How you look? Looks like it even plays better. Because even playing a demo for Gran Turismo, when I first played it in your crib like a couple years ago when you first got your PS3.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it looked incredible. I'm not into, like I said, I'm not into Gran Turismo. But just looking at it and just the feel of it was like, cool. And just looking at this, I don't know. This Forza, it just looks weird.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck, you already fuck that Forza.
Yeah, that's definitely Microsoft bomb, man.
yeah, fuck that shit. That was their lagging moment because they spent so much time on that fucking game that it fucking sucked.
Yeah.
moving on.
Yeah, next.
Yeah, fucking Crackdown 2 was announced, and it's not that black character anymore. They got a cracker now.
I can't really, really say much about Crackdown. I mean, I heard mixed reviews from so many people.
I never
actually play games, and they were like, yo, it's actually good, or it sucks. I personally got to play Part 1 before judging this one, but this one was kind of cool.
The only reason why Part 1 sold was because it had that beta key on it, and that was a Halo 3 beta key, and that's the only reason why I bought that game. And I and believe me, I did try, you know what I'm saying, playing... I did try playing that game, you know what I'm saying, because, you know what I'm saying, like, that shit sucked, nigga.
Yeah, but you know, upon doing some research, I mean, it did get good reviews. It really did get reviews, and to this day, the Cess Man still praises that game.
Yeah.
I believe the Cess Man word.
They go. This talk about Crackdown made me sleepy.
So should we talk about that one of the two biggest announcements made?
We're gonna knock this out by saying Modern Warfare is coming up. Nah, where we at? Alan Wake. They showed off some gameplay. That game looks cool.
Ooh, that game looks awesome. I love the way it started out. Like if anybody played the Alone in the Dark, the one that came out last year, it starts off just like that. Like last week on this episode, it shows you like what happened previously to it, and it's like a show, like you're watching a TV show, and the game looks scary as fuck.
Yeah,
It's intense. The way you use the flashlights, the flare guns, the spotlight from the lighthouse.
Yeah, shit looked hot. The graphics was fucking amazing, too.
I was impressed. And it was definitely Microsoft, hands down, the highlight of that show right there.
Yeah, hell yeah, definitely.
That gameplay was impressive. The way he utilized the gun and the bullet with the light, and he killed off the enemy. Oh, my God, man.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful moment. It made me jizz in my pants.
And they did have a release date for that, so look for it, spring 2010, which a lot of games are coming out then. But that's what they're aiming for, spring 2010.
Yeah.
But it looks real cool, though. I would really definitely mess with that game, though. Yeah. See, it's something different like that. You know, and the sad thing about it is just, like, games like that will come out, and I still feel like it's going to fall underneath the same category as Indigo Prophecy and
PsyOps. I think Alan Wake could sell. I think they could push it.
It could.
Because if it doesn't, that shit's going to the PS3, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, it should. I mean, games like that should be multi-platform.
Hell yeah.
That's the only way they're going to be exposed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if anything, Microsoft should have done, instead of having these new IPs as exclusive, they should have just kept the old ones that were at risk in going multi-platform, like Saints Row 2. They could have just easily paid off for the rights and just kept that game on their system. It would have sold, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I guess they got a strategy going behind it.
Let's see.
The game looks incredible.
Yeah, the game, it looks hot. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a must-buy when it comes out. I was just looking, and it looks like they're supposed to be bundling up a limited edition controller along with Halo ODST. I want to know what that ODST stands for. Overdue stupid test.
Odin stupid thing.
What? This nigga stupid. Yeah.
It stands for Halo 3 needs more money.
What?
So let's Odin stupid.
This nigga stupid. Oh shit. Oh man. Oh, this dude is crazy. Fucking and let me ask you a question. Was that Alan Wake the news you want, the one of the big news you want to give out or no?
Yeah, that was actually, of course, one of the biggest thing. The future release for that peripheral that they're gonna be releasing within the next few years.
All right.
Which is called Project NATO.
Yeah, it's called Project Nate. Hold on there, mate. Yeah. I have a phone call.
All right. So I'll just get the scoop on you people since he answers the phone. Basically, Project NATO is Microsoft's answer to Nintendo's motion sensor and the PS3 iToy. And it's basically if the iToy has sex with Nintendo's motion sensor, Project NATO.
Project Nate. Fuck it, mate. And
the concept is hot, though. I really fell in love with it, though. But after that guy did that douchebag move, I don't know who the guy was, and he made a comment about Nintendo system, then I started realizing, like, this guy shouldn't be talking too much. Let's just put the pros real quick. Basically, it's no controller in your hands. Everything is your body movement, so you get to control everything on the screen with the point of your finger.
And that jackass who made that comment, he actually got fired from EA. He used to make their Fight Night games.
Oh, he did? Oh, yeah, that's good. Very, I can see why, man, because he just made a douchebag comment. I mean, for him to actually say, you know, this product right here is not, you know, a certain product that what you do is just waggle your
remote.
Yeah,
waggle
your
remote.
We'll preset waggle controls. I was like, wow, man, that's a pretty bold statement, but.
Hey, that preset waggle control just sold 50 million Wii's.
The number says it all, though, but. The motion sensor on this thing, on Project NATO, is incredible. Like I said, with a flick of your finger, you could just easily browse through your experience, Xbox experience on menus. I saw a painting game there. Video chat. It looked incredible, though. But the main meat of the game was casual gaming. I mean, you saw running. You saw people, you know, driving, throwing darts and all that stuff. But as I mentioned before, this peripheral they're coming out with, is good for casual gaming, but is this is going to be the step they're going to take into the future? Because they say this is the future of gaming.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to see Gears of War 2 using that motion sensor. I mean, Gears of War 3 using that motion sensor. Will we be able to see the next Halo, the next Forza, the next Lost Odyssey, or the next Saints Row, or whatever? Is this the key way to doing this thing? And I think no, it's not going to happen.
The hell no.
It's not going to happen. And that's where they're going to fail at. So that guy talking big, you know, they're going to wish that they're going to have that preset waggle controls into their system, because, as mentioned earlier by Warzone Gamer, not too many companies are going to go into that.
Yeah.
You know, and they got to not only focus on graphics and making that graphically, but...
Put it like this, Microsoft is going to have to be the one to push their own product right now.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely, most definitely, but... It was just definitely a cool concept. Peter Milo, God, I can't even pronounce this guy's name though. But he got some kind of crazy last name. But you know, he's famous for making a lot of these Simish type games. He's working on a game called Milo,
that sounds like that Sony product.
Well, oh yeah, that's right. That's right. But then that was a phone.
Yeah, dumbass.
I remember that. Basically, he's a computer enhanced person. Like, you're actually talking to the person. You're controlling him by your voice.
That little motherfucker. I'm going to teach that nigga how to sell drugs in his little fucking.
I'm going to teach him how to jump into that pond. and don't swim. He's like, what should I do now?
Just looking stupid. Yeah.
Just stay there.
Just stay but, there. Don't breathe. Just stay there.
But my thing is, the demonstration showed like you could do a lot and you could actually interact with the character. But I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a lot of preset.
Keep it going. All right, keep it going. All right.
All right. You cannot really, according to the thing, you could talk to the character. You could be basically tell him, oh yeah, you know. This is my problems. Take a walk, and he will actually listen to you. Like, you actually see his facial reaction. Like, it's basically like you're talking to your own son or to your own daughter, and they keep, you know, they interact with you, and you get to feel what they feel. They feel what you feel. Okay, everything's good though. But like I said, you know, maybe they will have preset options. Like, I'm pretty sure you can't tell this character to go fuck himself, and you know, he would take out his dick and put it in his butt, and he would actually do it. It's not gonna happen, you know. But what you could tell this character is, you know, let's take a walk, let's walk around, let's do this stuff. So it's going to be, I'm pretty sure it's going to be real open, but at the same time, real limited. And can they go somewhere with this? I believe they could. But as far as using the whole Project NATO as the backbone of the system, like Nintendo's using the motion sensor, I think Microsoft is just a little ahead of its time. It's just jumping the gun just a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit, because what can happen now is that they could they could fail. This could become an epic fail, and Nintendo would gladly pick that concept up.
with no questions.
With no question, and guess what? You will be playing the next Mario Galaxy 3 with your body moving and everything, so it will be cool.
They'll probably just add a head, a fucking hat, and you'll be Mario or some shit.
And then you put on your hat, like pretend you put it on your hat and you got a different thing though. But I liked it. It just had a few cons and just that douchebag, whoever he is, man, I hope he gets fired for that comment, man. Come on. Yo, you shitting on something that you you get your inspiration from. That's crazy, man.
Nigga stupid, huh?
That is crazy though. But it was something big, and you know, the whole painting thing and everything. It was cool. It was pretty cool though. But
hey, they're gonna show you how to draw a penis next.
Yeah, no, that's why I was telling the views while you was gone. Like, you know, with the Milo, like I'm pretty sure that it could be a lot of things you could tell him, but you can't tell him, oh, go fuck yourself, and he's gonna put his dick in his butt.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like, he's not gonna do that shit, but you know, I'm pretty sure if you tell him come walk with me, he's gonna walk with you. Or
I just hope that little motherfucker don't have that accent throughout the whole shit.
Yeah, that pissed me off too, man. that pissed me off. I just hate it, man. I was just about to tell him, yo, just go to the barnyard, get some rope, and just tie your tie it around your neck and just jump off from the tree or something.
Bungee jump with your neck.
But it's crazy though, because how technology goes, we go from Tamagotchi to something like this. So, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy though, but let's see where they go. I was impressed by it though. I was really impressed by it. A little side notes that they had from the E3 press conference that wasn't really touched on like that was that Perfect Dark, the remake, has been confirmed, and it is coming out to Xbox Live Arcade this winter. No price has been mentioned or what kind of improvements they have to the game, but it will run on 1080p. So those people, you people out there, just, you know, look out for that. Also in the Microsoft section, in the booth that they have at E3, they have the demo of our Def Jam's next game, Rap Star, which is basically SingStar with the Rap Star. It's not going too good. A lot of people are complaining about this game, that Rap Star.
Oh, where?
Yeah, it's at the 360 booth, and they're just saying that more or less, if you like SingStar, then you're gonna like this. But then again, like, rap is a hard genre to get across to people, because a lot of, you know, people, gamers, are rock.
Exactly.
They listen to rock, you know? So it's going to be kind of hard to get into it. But they do have the demo. They have a few tracks, and they say that it's very unpolished.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying? We grew up on hip-hop, so we probably like it better. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers, they like, go, that slit your fucking throat!
Hey, yo. We like that too, but see, like, you know, we very eclectic with our music. We listen to everything.
Hell yeah.
We listen to everything, but you know, we're like Warzone gamers. Like, we grew up with hip hop, and we're gonna appreciate this game. It might look like it sucks, but we're really gonna appreciate this game.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and
that was about it in a nutshell.
Yeah,
right?
That's about it. Yeah. They're gonna reveal more throughout the week, but as far as the main show and the behind the scenes booths, that's what was revealed.
That's crazy, yo. If you have Xbox Live, they have the demo for the greatest hits of Guitar Hero up for download right now.
Yeah.
So check that out. All right, moving on to more E3 stuff. This happened earlier today. This is epic. We're moving on to some Nintendo news. And I'm going to let my boy Drama Center hit you off with that, because he just loves Nintendo. And he'll explain to you a lot better than I would.
Yes. Okay, last year we all knew that debacle that was the Nintendo E3 press conference. Miss Cammy, I forget her last name, but she is like now the president of, you know, Nintendo shares and all that stuff. She came out
so sexy.
She looked like a 5-year older version of Sarah Palin. She looked good.
She did look good. Yes, today, really. Well, yeah. Hold on, that was not after 12 yet. So yeah, today.
Yeah, today. And you know, last year, like I said, like, you know, No More Heroes came out, Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, Boom Blocks. That was it, and that was all before April. And then after that, I had the whole year. So basically, my Wii collected dust only it only got turned on when I played Mario Kart. That was it.
Yeah.
This year came. It started out with a bang, and now it's continuing on. I mean, this E3 was incredible for Nintendo.
Yeah.
It was a little bland, but they did deliver, and they broke down the biggest news. Oh, man. The new Super Mario Brothers is coming out for the Wii.
Oh, man. It's going to be great.
I see where you mentioned, like, the inspiration they have from Little Big Planet. Like, they actually have 4 players. It's going to be 4-player local and 4-player local online. So I don't know if that's going to change between now and the winter releases. It is coming out this November. Yes.
I want to get a Wii just for that.
Yeah, it looks really, really good. I don't know if you saw the gameplay for it, but they have, like, hidden passages. They have new power-ups. Basically, it's just basically a 2D Mario back on the Wii, 4 players, Mario, Luigi, Toadstool, and probably different characters that's going to come out. Old school classic controller. It was just crazy, though. It was really, really, really good. And what you think about that, though? Like,
oh, man, it's going to be awesome. Like, As of right now, I'm gonna start saving up because, like, you already know, Puerto Rican festival is coming up. Yeah. You ready? Yeah, yo soy boricua.
Yeah, that's why I boricua all the way.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to the club that night, and like I said, after this is all done, and you know what I'm saying, over with, I'm gonna start saving up to get that weed. I'm definitely gonna save up for that. And like I said, the weed. Well, Nintendo is really impressing me with their stuff. They really starting to see that. You know what I'm saying? They're starting to go back to where their roots was at. You know what I'm saying? And it's basically, you started off as gaming. You know what I'm saying? You made yourself famous off of gaming. And I feel like you had to feed the fans what they really wanted because they're the ones who made you who you are today. And I'm really happy with what they announced today. They announced a lot of stuff, and basically, kudos to Nintendo for doing that. And they're really pushing me to get a Wii now. I really want a Wii now.
Most definitely, man. It's incredible, though. It's incredible because they went from being, last year, Nintendo the health machine, because that's all they released, like Wii Fit and, you know, all these health games, to actually, you know, bringing out a lot of titles, like a few titles that's coming out. But speaking of health, they also announced Wii Fit 2 that's coming out later on this year.
Well, it's a Wii Fit Plus.
Oh, Wii Fit Plus.
And it's not even it's nothing new to the balance board. It's basically, I guess, a newer software, I think it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it's a new software, and coming out later this year. I'm not really too interested about that. They did show off the new Motion Sensor Plus.
Yeah.
That will be coming this July, packed in with Wii Sports Resort. And the position on the mic, I mean, just looking at it on screen, you could tell, like, it's really, really loose. It probably doesn't feel like a keyboard or something. I mean, a mice on the computer. But it looks very interesting, you know, to see. And they are going to – you can only play certain games with that game. Like, on Resident Evil 2, which is coming out in November.
Yeah, that shit looked tough. I'm not even going to lie. That shit really impressed me.
Big improvement over the first one. The first one was good. I know a lot of people, you know, give me flack for playing the first one, but, you know, it was kind of cool. I liked it.
I like this one because it's Midwestern, and it's not about the Chinese people no more.
It's all sword and gunplay.
So this shit looks tough.
And the cell shaded, it just looks incredible, though. But that's going to be a Motion Sensor Plus only game.
Yeah, and they're going to and that's what it is with Nintendo now. They're going to sell that shit just like that. That's how they're going to sell that Motion Sensor piece. They're going to fucking forcefully make you buy it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And it's going to be crazy. And it's going to be a lot of money that Nintendo's going to lose again, because I don't know if you remember when the condoms came out for the Wii, they actually lost money.
Yeah.
Then they lost, I think, close to like $100 million or something like that, just distributing them out to people for free. But now with the Motion Sensor Plus, you see how the condom is longer now.
Yeah.
So they're probably going to lose a lot more money doing that shit, though. But I guess it's for the red. They showed a lot of love to the handheld today, which is incredible. Yeah. They made it official day for Kingdom Hearts 362/2. It's coming out September
29th. Yeah.
They actually show footage for me. It looks just like the PS2 Kingdom Hearts on your DS. It's a continuation. This happens after Kingdom Hearts 2. And
isn't that Kingdom Hearts for the Wii, though?
No, it's for the DS.
You sure? Because one is a Wii.
Nah, that was definitely the one for the DS.
Okay.
And this is actually one of two continuation from Kingdom Hearts 2. The other one will be Birth by Sleep for the PSP. That will be announced later. Yeah. And this is actually coming out September 29th. It's already out in Japan. It's getting rave reviews. So we're going to look out for that. Golden Sun, which was one of the most unique games I ever played for the Game Boy Advance, is coming out. For those people who never played it, you actually need to play outside with the sun. It actually affects your gameplay. When I played it for the Game Boy Advance, you had to be, well, not outside the sun, but, you know, you can play with a flashlight or something. You can go inside a dungeon, and whereas you can't see too many enemies, with the light shining upon it, you can see hidden treasures, you can see hidden enemies, secret passageways, and all that stuff.
That's crazy.
So I would like to know how they're going to do this with this one. And, you know, rounding things off, Mario & Luigi Part 3 is coming out. Big games already out in Japan. It's also getting rave reviews and everything. This time they're inside Bowser. It looks incredible. Beautiful. I can't wait for that. I really can't wait for that. The DSi is also getting March of the Minis, and for those people like Warzone Gamer who likes Worms,
I love that game.
Lemmings, I don't know if you remember playing that game back for old school Genesis Super Nintendo game. It's basically just like that. Donkey Kong versus Mario.
Oh yeah, yeah, and that was announced.
Yeah, and that's for the DSi, actually, and it, that will be available next week.
Yeah, the eighth.
Yeah,
Monday, I think.
That one's pretty cool. It makes me want to get a DSi now if they're gonna have exclusive games like that for the DSi. But you know, I can't do it yet.
Yeah.
Two other key features they mentioned for the DS. This game by Ubisoft called Cop the Recruit.
Did you just say Ubisoft?
Ubisoft. That's the way they. I don't know for some reason that's the way they always pronounce it in the E3 show.
Yeah, I know they always say Ubi.
Ubi, yeah. I always thought it was Ubisoft, so I'm like, all right, cool. But they show a little short trailer about it. It looks kind of like Driver meets GTA type stuff. Looks pretty good. It has a little anime edge to it. Not that much. Also, speaking of Facebook, it will be on your DS coming this fall.
What is it with Facebook? That just sucks.
I really don't know, but it's out there. I'm guessing it's bigger than MySpace.
You know, is that MySpace is old already.
Oh, true. I don't even know how Facebook works. Tell you the truth.
Yeah. It works like this. Don't register.
That'd be the best way. Uh-huh. Don't register for Facebook. And that's basically on the handheld side. And they released this weird-looking peripheral. It's called a Wii Vitality Sensor. God bless Satoru Iwata. You know, he's cool and everything, but I didn't understand one word he was saying, so I had to do it.
He wasn't the only one. There was a bunch of people as I was streaming it on Justin TV. They're like, what the fuck he just said?
Like I said, God bless his soul, but I did not understand one word he was saying. I was like, what is going on?
I thought he was trying to sell you some chicken wings with French fries. He's like, chicken wings with French fries?
He was good. I was about to pull out $5. I think I was going to pay for my order or something. But
it's stupid, yo.
But basically, to cut it short, it was basically this piece of plastic. I really don't know what the hell it is, but you put your finger in it. It looks like some, like you're doing some kind of diabetes test or something. I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah, it looks like it's the shit in hospitals.
Yeah, you basically put your finger in it, and it detects your heartbeat. So I don't know how it's going to be used in gameplay. How it's going to use the Wii Fit Plus. I really don't know how it's going to happen, though. But it's coming out. So we'll see more about that within the coming weeks, hopefully. Uh-huh. It was just weird.
They'll probably force that shit onto you.
I don't know. I think that's why you're going to come out with Wii Fit Plus. So I really don't know what your heartbeat got to do with it. I mean, if your heartbeat is out of control, people, you don't need a video game system to tell you that. Go straight to the hospital.
Yeah. That's it. They're trying to make that system into a life monitor.
It's horrible. You know, you're absolutely right. Yeah, it's basically an exercising machine, but hey, that's the direction they want to go. I'm not too happy with it. I'm not too happy with this whole Wii Fit Plus, but that's the direction they want to go to. But I think this Vitality Center is going a little too far with it. I don't know.
That's just all right.
Moving on to one of the biggest news to come out is Mario Galaxy 2 will be out.
Yeah, that shit looks tough. And he will have Yoshi to lick your balls.
Yeah. Oh, man, it looks incredible. According to Miyamoto, he has said that the game is 90% brand new and you're going to have to revisit 10% of the old levels, which I personally don't think is fair because you have 2 years to work on a game. You know, make it 100%.
He made it kind of fast, yo.
Yeah, which is great. And this is the first time, people, that there is a second 3D Mario adventure game on a Nintendo system. Remember, it's Mario 64, that was it. GameCube version, Mario Sunshine, that was it.
Yeah.
So now this is the second full Mario Galaxy.
And you notice he made a game in the same shit. He made a part two to this, where it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah. Instead of going, you know, Super Mario back again.
Yeah.
You know, they actually Mario Galaxy 2, so it's actually a big sequel.
Yeah.
They actually put the ghosts. Those ghosts weren't there in part one. Like the way you turn your back on them and everything. Which we put a hilarious video. If you go to warzonegame.com, you can see a video in archives of Mario enemies getting back at him. Hilarious shit.
Oh, wow, yeah. That shit was hilarious, yo.
It's crazy. The game is coming out, of course, next year. But just the thought of the game actually coming out, you know, had the audience going wild. I mean, I think that's they had the good standing ovation for that shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's just incredible. Like you said, Yoshi is back. Mario's back. Two good Mario games coming out. We can't say nothing better than that, man.
Yeah, I can't stop thinking about that lady, yo. She looked mad good.
Yeah, shit. Cammy. You just call her Cammy. She looked incredible and everything. And one of the surprise news that came out is actually a new Metroid that's coming out with Team Ninja.
Team Ninja and Nintendo have joined forces to make this awesome looking game. And again, they're forcing that fucking plus shit on you.
And it looks incredible. I mean, they're blending in 2D Metroid with Metroid Prime. And it looks crazy, man. You got to see this game in motion. It looks beautiful. It looks like it plays good. It's a brand new Samus Aran game. It's coming out in 2010 again, but just the thought of it is just incredible, man. And you know, if somebody like Warzone Gamer is convinced, you know it's something big.
Remember last week I was calling Nintendo a toaster.
Yeah.
This week I want that toaster.
Oh shit, man. Yeah, it's coming out. It's there. It looks incredible. Really impressed, really impressed. And Reggie basically wrapped it up in a real short conference, because all three conferences, it was just about an hour and 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't that long. But Reggie capped it out by announcing, you know, three hardcore games. I think he already announced enough, but you know. Of course, The Conjuring that's coming out next month, which looks incredible, by Sega. The next Resident Evil, Umbrella Chronicles, which will be out later on this year, and the new Dead Space continuation.
You know what looks cool, too? That Nintendo Wii Sports Resort.
The resort, yeah.
That shit looks cool, man. They added basketball and all that. It's cool.
Yeah, I seen that. You see how they get into motion and shit. Like, it actually shows you, like, going, crouching down, going up.
Yeah.
And they were doing that shit. And Reggie looked all big.
That nigga should have been a basketball player, not a president for Nintendo.
Reggie just looked intimidating, man. Like I said, he just sit down with him for 5 minutes, he'll make you want to just buy the whole Nintendo catalog for no reason.
I think I can knock him off.
Reggie just like, and he looks like Frankenstein, right? Like the way his eyebrows is shaped, like he look all mean and shit.
Yeah, he's going bald too.
Yeah, you see that shit, right?
Yeah, he's going bald.
Oh man, but that's the name there. But overall, Nintendo delivered when it came down to games. They made up for what happened last year.
Yeah.
A lot of low key games that are coming out that they still haven't mentioned yet. And you go, I mean, the E3 booths, they're pretty sure they're gonna announce it without, you know, throughout the rest of the week. Most notable, this game called Muramasa.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool. The Metroid Prime trilogy is coming out this August. And they got some other games coming out and everything. None that's coming into my head right now. But quick note, they did announce the next new Final Fantasy that's coming out for the Wii.
Yeah.
For those people who are fans of the Crystal Chronicles, I'm not. But
and they got a new brand new Resident Evil coming out too.
The Archives. Oh wait, the brand new
They have a whole new story. It's a whole new story. You didn't see that in the press conference?
I probably skipped right through it. Wow, that's it. I missed out. I'm so bad.
Yeah, he said Capcom's working hard at a brand new title, new characters and all that.
Wow. They could pull it off. Like I said, they could pull off Resident Evil 4 for the Wii, and that was basically the port of, you know, the classic PS2 version.
Yeah.
And a GameCube version, then they could do that shit. They could definitely do a brand new one.
Uh-huh.
And overall, just to wrap things up, like, you know, it was incredible. My game of the night had to be that Metroid.
Yeah.
It had to be that Metroid. They impressed me with that. And I look forward for what Nintendo has to bring me for both the handhelds and the Wii throughout the year.
Yep.
That was it, man. So let me just pass it over to Warzone Game, where he'll give you the Sony press conference.
Well, you can help me out with the press conference.
Yeah,
Sony.
Yeah, but definitely. But you know the tech and specs.
Well, I guess. All right. The end.
Nah. Or is it?
Yeah. Wow. The same thing happens again. Like I said, all three consoles had a good press conference, and Sony wowed this once again. How should I start it off by saying, okay, let's start with this. For you faggots who thought Lost Planets was exclusive for Microsoft, fuck off. It's coming to the PS3 too. Yeah, woo. Basically, that's going to be tough. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I'm more amped up for this Lost Planets than the last one, because the last one just didn't make any sense for me, and this one doesn't make any sense to me, but it looks pretty damn good, though.
I hope they just scratch out. Yeah, that first one is good. If you're going to pick it up for $10, which you can find in most Best Buys out there right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Pick it up. Pick it up. It's good. But, yeah, you see, it starts off good, and then it just gets really weird. I guess they didn't tell you that you need to smoke some crack in order to understand the rest of the story.
Word, oh, yeah. Basically, that's coming out to the PS3, just to kick it off like that.
Nice.
For those of you who have Infamous, the game, you know, if you bought Infamous, it brought a beta key for Naughty Dog's Uncharted 2 Among Thieves, which is fucking awesome. The beta is out actually as we speak right now. So for those of you who have Infamous, check it out. It's bundled up with that. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of Uncharted. Sony opened up the show with Uncharted. Dude, that fucking gameplay was retarded, son.
Wow. No, I just stood there and I just couldn't get my eyes off the screen. I mean, for those people who even had doubts of this game, just look at this trailer and you see for yourself that, you know, if I didn't have a PS3, and I'm gonna be real honest with you right now, if I didn't have a PS3, I saw that trailer, I believe I would have picked up a PS3 right there on the spot.
Yeah, man, this fucking.
And I would have got that incredible.
From the graphics to the gameplay to everything.
Everything.
If this game doesn't get a 10 out of 10, I don't know. They like, people are crazy because this game looks like it's gonna be the shit. Action. Everything is in this shit. This shit has a combination of so many games in it that it'll be hard to not give it high scores. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely right.
This game is going to be sick, man.
That demo they were playing was action-packed from beginning to the end.
Yeah, man.
I never seen that. It was just too intense. I mean, the helicopter chase, the way the building fell in front of you had to dive into. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just jizzed in my pants right now.
Yeah, no, it was really, really good. And this is coming from a guy that, if you asked him last year if he'll purchase a PS3, he'd say no.
Yeah, it was just like really nothing that really was enticing me, though. But after seeing a God of War trailer earlier this year and seeing something like this, if I didn't have a PS3, I would have blew my money off this weekend. I would have went off, picked me up one. And definitely been on my shit, because this is really incredible, though.
Yeah, they came out with some shit. Like I said, I'm going to go
back. Do
they
have a release date?
They're saying for this holiday season. And like I said, this could a lot of people say, oh, what they're going to bring for this holiday season is nothing big. This is definitely the title that's going to steal the show for Sony this holiday season. This is a holiday hit right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, people wanted God of War, but let's wait until March for God of War. This is going to be the shit for this holiday season, man.
Yeah, most definitely.
Definitely. So Sony opened it up with Uncharted. Amazing. They played it on the show floor. Then they passed it off to Mag. Mag, the demonstration they gave today, you know what I'm saying? It is Zipper. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how they make their games. And it was so calm. If you played the one player in so calm, it was tactical. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nobody ever liked that part. And that's what they tried to show on the show floor today. Oh, yeah, you go send your troops over here, blow up this, go there, go that.
Yeah.
It wasn't impressive. But yeah. I know if you put me behind the controller, I'm just going to go in there and start fucking shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's where they should have showed it off, because I know Mag could be something big. And that's supposed to be launching this holiday too. So you got Mag along with Uncharted, which are two great games. Like I said, the demo, the demo they were playing on the show floor today wasn't the right demo to show off, but you could get the idea on ways to play the game. You know what I'm saying? Those are just one of the ways on how to play it. There's better ways to play the game than that. You know what I'm saying? This is just the way they showed you. But, yeah, like I said, it was a good showing. Mag looks like it's going to be pretty cool. 256 players. Never before seen on any console. You can't see that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Only on the PS3 because they're the only people who are, like, basically pulling it out. And, yeah, that's what they basically showed. They showed Mag. Mag was pretty cool. Then they really skipped it off and started talking about the PSP. Mm. And this is where the show kind of like slumped for me because I was expecting a decent price point on that PSP Go. The PSP Go was announced today. You know what I'm saying? AKA the worst kept secret. Yeah, basically, I don't think $250 is worth the PSP Go. You know what I'm saying? $200 would have been, you know what I'm saying, straight, because I think they even announced the price drop on the old PSP.
Yeah.
Old PSP is like $150 now.
Yeah, $149.99.
Yeah, and it just wouldn't make any sense to make two different, and it's just UMD list. Like, if anything, you would think that would be cheaper. Okay, yeah, they threw Bluetooth in there, but you don't have a USB, a UMD drive, and it's like, does that make any sense? Are you going to charge more for something that has less in it?
Exactly.
So that's what kind of threw me off with the press conference. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should already know, Sony. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to make money. You don't want to scare people. It's a recession right now. You don't want to scare people from buying the product.
Exactly.
And basically, I was sold on the PSP Go until I heard that price point. I'm still going to get the PSP Go, but, you know what I'm saying? It just, I don't know. They should really rethink that price point.
Mm-hmm. It's true what you said, like, you know, what you mentioned earlier, in the consumer market, you could basically get any of the three systems out there.
Yeah.
You know, if you pay, you get, definitely for that price, you get yourself
a Wii.
You could definitely get, you know, a 360.
With a hard drive.
You could definitely get a PS3 with a little bit more, you know, so it's just like, it's, they kind of playing with dangerous waters right there. That price mark. I believe that has to be like the most expensive handheld too, to date.
No, because actually, when the PSP first release, it was at $250.
Oh, it was at $250. Oh, okay.
It was at $250, and then they dropped it in price as sales grew. And this is where I see Sony being greedy, because it's like, now that they're about to have a lot of titles coming to the PSP, which I'm about to start talking about in a minute, but they're being greedy because now they're showing, oh yeah, there's going to be a lot more games coming out. Maybe we could put this PSP up at the price where we had it at before and try to sell it. And that's not going to work like that. The reason why you're selling strong now is because you're at a nice price point with the old PSP and you had a couple of titles that were coming out and people were buying it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you would think, like I said, if they're trying to say, oh, the Bluetooth technology was expensive, no, it wasn't, because Bluetooth technology is actually cheaper than what it was before. You know what I'm saying? Before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what else would you use the Bluetooth technology for? Like, yeah, you could use a Bluetooth headset maybe to chat online, but other than that, what the fuck you need Bluetooth for? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely right.
So, go ahead.
It's also the level of the amount of content you must be spending for these downloads. Like you said, with the, you know, the future games and, you know, they're planning on releasing all these PSN titles and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're spending $250 on top of that, the memory, I mean, you know, the 16 gig memory, plus you're probably going to have to buy additional memory if, you know, you're really into the system like that.
Yeah.
And plus all the content that you don't have that you would like to have on your thing. So it's gonna be a lot.
It's going to flood it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they would have came out with two different versions, a 16 gig and a 32 gig version.
Exactly.
And they would have sold 32 for $250, then that would have been something different. But damn, you know what I'm saying? $250 for 16 gigs? 16, you know what I'm saying? I touch your iPhone for that type of price. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. Like I said, Sony kind of dropped the ball with that. You know what I'm saying? But they did announce some good titles for the PSP. One of them being Metal Gear Solid,
Peace Walker.
Peace Walker. That shit looks tough.
It looks incredible. The trailer was funny as hell, though.
Yeah, but, that shit was funny. That shit looked good, though. Really, really good.
It was crazy. It takes place 7 years after the events of
MGS3. Actually, it's 10 years.
Ten years. And that's crazy. Cause now I can see where they're leading with the storyline. Because remember, as we mentioned before, that they're going to remake the first two that came out for Nintendo?
Yeah.
It's actually going to lead into that. The storylines. So it just looks incredible, though. It looks, for a PSP game,
it looked really good. And I said, when they showed all those solid snakes, it was just crazy. Like, what?
Yeah.
Not even Big Boss, because it ain't even Solid Snake. Big Boss.
Big Boss. They showed
Boss. Boss. So, yeah, they showed that off. That was pretty cool. But like I said, the look of the PSP Go is beautiful. It's nice and small and it speaks for his name, and it's gold. You know what I'm saying? You can take it on the go because they made it so much smaller. It looks comfortable, honestly. Yeah, so like I said, they could bring it down to $200, then it'll be more reasonable. But at $250 plus tax, and then taxes are going up.
Oh my god,
that's gonna rip your pocket in half and shit.
It's really, really gonna suck.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like I said, they could definitely fix the price point on that. Moving on. Announced on the PSP, Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo for the PSP. 800 cars, 32 tracks, 60 frames per second. Wow. So all you Gran Turismo lovers and jizz lovers and shit, check that shit out. That's going to be fucking crazy. I'm not a big Gran Turismo fan, but I know how that game sells. And I know it has a big fan base. So, like I said, for those of you who are big Gran Turismo fans, there you go. You finally getting Gran Turismo on the PSP. And it's crazy because they were talking about Gran Turismo PSP 4 years ago when the PSP released.
Yep.
And look, 4 years later, Gran Turismo comes out. You know what I'm saying?
As I mentioned, Warzone Gamer early on, a little inside joke, but I had told him that Gran Turismo is just like a Dr. Dre's album. We know it's going to be released.
Detox?
They don't release it, yep. They know they're not going to release it until they perfect it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can never expect a Gran Turismo as a launch game for PlayStation. It's been like that since the earlier days.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen.
But you already know, when it drops, it drops. You know what I'm saying?
It drops, yep. And you expect perfection out of it.
Yeah,
because they be hard at work with that.
Yeah, and like I said, they announced a couple of titles, and I don't know if you noticed when they start showing all the games that are coming to PSP, you seen a Fat Princess on the PSP screen. So Fat Princess might be coming to the PSP, maybe as a download. I don't know if it is or if it isn't. All we know, they got a couple of big hits coming out for the PSP. So
they also mentioned Resident Evil.
Resident Evil. Yeah. Just catch me where I fall off at. You know what I'm saying? Resident Evil. Yeah.
So it's a whole new game that's coming. It's called, as of now, you know, the tentative title is Resident Evil Portable, but it's a whole new game, a whole new storyline. And not much has been uncovered, just the name of it, Resident Evil Portable. And within a few weeks, they're going to have more information about that.
Yeah. Probably throughout the E3, they'll start showing little by little. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
E3 isn't done yet. You know what I'm saying? Maybe tomorrow, there's a lot more other news. We'll give you, you know what I'm saying, another podcast if it's worth it. But definitely, if they have big news on any titles that are out, they'll definitely be on the site as well. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
Yeah. So it's just like, you know, as you mentioned, it's just incredible like what they're doing with the PSP, and you know, the main focus was the PSP on this press conference. You know, aside from the good games that are coming out for the PS3, I believe that they're really trying to really push this handheld. Really, really going to try to push it, and with the incredible games that are coming out, I saw that. I saw Little Big Planet. You know, as we mentioned with the Resident Evil and, you know, a shitload of other games out there.
Assassin's Creed for the PSP.
Assassin's Creed Bloodlines. which is crazy. It's wild. I mean, they're really doing a lot. They're really doing a lot with the system, and I'm glad they're giving it the attention, because that's one of the my major flaws for the PSP was before, just the lack of games, and now with the list of games that are coming out for this, it looks incredible.
And what's crazy, they had announced too that it's 80% cheaper for the development kits of the PSP. So if it's 80% cheaper, yeah. The development kits, I think, were 5,000 for each kit. You think about it now, it's probably like $1,000 or some shit. So you figure we could probably pick one up and develop our own game and shit.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. So you can see a lot more support coming out of a lot of these companies, you know what I'm saying? To make these games, whatever, because if it's 80% cheaper, a lot of people are going to see that and buy more. A lot of companies are going to see that and buy these development kits, because that's how it works. Sony will give a couple of development kits away, but most likely how it goes, you have to buy your own development kit and make it for that console. That's how people make their money and shit. Mm. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, but that's the insider of being a journalist. This is something out loud.
It's not being dirty.
So yeah, that, between the price point and what came after they announced the PSP games that are coming out, they just started showing a bunch of videos. You know what I'm saying? They started talking about the PSN network on how that's grown. You know what I'm saying? Like, Microsoft just announced, we have 20 million subscriptions about 4 months ago. Sony have 20 million subscriptions, now they're up to 24 and still counting. And it's a free service, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Like I said, they supporting the PSN crazy too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They announced that Final Fantasy VII will release tonight, actually. I think 12 o'clock midnight.
Yeah, and it's already out.
It's out already?
Yeah, as a, $10.
As a download. For $10. And mm-hmm. Drama Center was on eBay a little while ago looking at some prices, and they wanted $200 for that game.
Yep.
So look. That was it.
$200 unopened, $40 used, and that's just the greatest hits version used. And then the black bars on the side, the original version of Final Fantasy, the cheapest that I've seen used was about $60 or $70. So look at that. You that for a $10 game, no disc swapping or anything. It's just basically right there.
Straight through.
Mm-hmm. And the game is about a gig and a half. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. It's incredible. It's incredible. And just the fact that Sony did also announce that they are releasing up to 50 original PS1 titles this year alone.
From this day to the ending of the year.
To the end of the year. That is big. And especially me, I'm a retro gamer. I love the old school games, and PS1, everybody knows, they had the hits. They had a beautiful collection of
games. They had hits coming out every week and shit.
Uh-huh. I mean, you be sleeping, you wake up the next morning, you be like, oh, really? Parappa came out?
Yeah. You can see that coming. They have that as a download, but the PSP version.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're probably going to add that to the thing.
Yeah.
But
mind you, these games are PS3 and PSP compatible, so that's going to be crazy.
Very, very good integration too. And also at the same time, the reason why I really respect the old school, because times like this, like, people will actually, you know, the young kids now playing now, they'll appreciate the games that we used to play. You know, the people in their 20s right now that used to play those games back then. And maybe the developers will see that. They'll be like, oh, look, they're still interested in a game, I don't know, like Dino Crisis or something, you know, that came out for the PS1. And they'll redo the game again.
Yeah.
You know, so we might see something like that. That's why I'm real big when it comes out to old school, because I'm pretty sure they could revive the franchise again. So it's incredible, though. So
check that shit out. So yeah, after they showed that maybe 10 minutes of videos of what's coming out for the future of the PlayStation, they showed the little game called Assassin's Creed 2. Wow, that game looks fucking amazing. I'll tell you that much. That game looks fucking amazing. That's going to be a crazy game. Like I said, part one I didn't really like, and I know part two is going to be more or less the same shit, but I'm going to just finish part one, and I'm going to just go to part two because shit looks good. You know what I'm saying? Like, the gameplay captured me once again, and that's what part one did. Part one, you know what I'm saying, gameplay captured me, and Same thing is happening with part two, and it's crazy how with part two they added so much new shit to this shit. You know what I mean? Like, from the AI to the enemies, you know what I'm saying, when you jump into that nest, now they stab the fucking nest to see if you're in there, and you can grab them, stab them, and pull them in there. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Yeah.
There's a part there that he had like knives in between his hands, and he just mushed these two guys.
Yeah, no, he put the fucking sword through the head. Through the bottom.
I was like, oh,
got him.
Just you can tell these developers are just as sick as we are, man.
Hell yeah.
These developers are sick, though, man. It looks impressive. It looks like it's still set in the same area, too. I guess I never played part one, but from seeing the scenes, it looks like it's insane. Like, Aladdin type A-rap atmosphere. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks incredible, though.
Yeah, fucking. And then from there, they skipped it off and they showed off this new company that's coming up, and they got influence with Little Big Planet with the play, create, and share. And it's basically this game that's coming out. It reminds me of Little Big Planet and Mario Kart a little bit. What's the name of that game again? I forgot the name.
It was Mod Racer or Mod Racing something. It was something like that.
Yeah. So basically, it's Little Big Planet on wheels. You know what I'm saying? You could create your own track, make it look however you want it to look, however long the road you want it to be, however you basically vision a racetrack to be, you can make it within 5 to 10 minutes, and they showed it off on how you can make a level within 5 to 10 minutes.
It looks fun as hell.
It looks, yeah, that shit look fucking hot. You know what I'm saying? Basically, it's Little Big Planet and fucking, you know what I'm saying, a racer, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was really, really good. I liked that. It was a new IP, you know what I'm saying? And basically, did they have a release date on it or no?
Nah, they're just working. They said they were just working on it, but it just opens up the thing. Like, Little Big Planet, you see how one game like that just branches off and you can do different stuff now.
Yeah.
So, you know, little by little, we are becoming the creators of video games.
Basically, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you could basically make your own stage, put it online so people can play it. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be tough. Like I said, if anything, it exceeds more because it's a racer. So you can race people.
All right.
Yeah, technical difficulties. Yeah. It stopped recording, so I guess I'm going to have to blend those two in together.
All right, cool.
So, yeah, so sorry about that, guys. Yeah, basically, what were we saying again? We were talking about
The fact that with the cars, with this game, like the way Little Big Planet influenced like a lot of games that are coming out now, including that, you know, now you can put cars in it and you can create your own levels, and we are slowly becoming the new developers for new games that are coming out.
Yeah, basically.
Also, I like that. I really like that idea.
Yeah. So, they went from that, and they basically talked about what else they talked about?
They revealed that they will have, I think, about, what was it, 10 or 20 games that are coming out this year exclusive.
Yeah.
They did Heavy Rain. Did they say anything about Heavy Rain?
Because
I heard them mention it.
It'll be out 2010.
Oh, 2010. But when the dude mentioned it, like, the audience went crazy. Like, he was naming the names of certain games.
Yeah, that'll come. That'll exclusive for PS3. Like, that's what Sony was saying. And he was saying, yeah, no matter, we lost exclusive from third-party developers, these are games that will only see the day of light on the PS3. And they were basically calling out the games that are basically exclusive on PS3 consoles from PS3 developers. And it's a smart move because it just makes sense. If you want exclusive games, you got to make them yourself. And what Sony's doing, and it's smart, and this is what they did with the PS1. It's they finding new young developers, new teams, new companies that are up and coming, and they buying them, seeing what ideas they have. You know what I'm saying? Get them while they're cheap because they're not known. You know what I'm saying? And is the games that they pull out. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Most definitely. And they're also keeping certain companies that were doing big in the PS2, and then they're moving on over. Like, you know, the next game they revealed
Naughty Dog,
Team Ico.
Yeah.
They actually coming out with this game called The Last Guardian. And Team Ico, I don't know if people remember, there's a game called Ico that came out. It was a PS2 launch title, which was incredible.
Yeah.
And one of the best that PS2 had to offer. But people do remember Shadow Colossus. This team is coming out with Sony exclusive game called The Last Dragon. The trailer, I don't know, it reminded me, remember that movie Never Ending Story with that big dragon, the little boy's reading the book?
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of. And it looked, I mean, that game just blew me away when I seen that shit. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it looked crazy.
And, yeah, and I liked that. That's what gaming should be, man. Gaming should be something new that nobody ever seen before, and putting it out there. And that's what I liked about this time with Sony. Like, they really are showing out games out there that they're not afraid to take that chance.
Of course not. Even at development costs is being more expensive, they're still taking chances with their money.
They still take your chances, and they know that Ico was not a best-selling game, but it was a cult hit. And the same thing with Shadow of the Colossus. It was not a best-selling game, but it was a cult hit. They're still taking a chance on The Last Guardian, which is like the same style of game, and it's still going to put it out there, and it's still going to become a cult hit. But that's why I'm so happy that they're taking that chances, because, you know, not to put, you know, the Microsoft down, but I don't see Microsoft making those type of chances like that.
Exactly.
They keep
scooping up the same titles.
Yeah, you know, or if not the same title, the same type of titles that we see, you know.
Yeah.
The FPS genre is getting old now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's getting
everything's
old
all about innovation now.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I do believe, like you know, they do have, you know, a whole bunch of breath of fresh air and everything. I still think that they main focus are FPSs and online games.
Of course.
You know, and once they move away from that, and once they focus on, because Xbox do got their little titles, and once they focus on those titles and pick those up and branch them out there, then they'll be good, though. But in the meantime, like I said, I just like the way with the Sony and with the Nintendo, like, they're actually not afraid to take chances on making new games.
Yeah, yeah.
And that Last Guardian is a perfect example.
Yeah. So it came from Last Guardian, and Jack Trenton came out of nowhere and announced an exclusive game coming out straight to PS3, exclusive. It's called The Agent. From Rockstar.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't show any gameplay. They didn't say anything about it. Just basically, I guess, they didn't say much about it. Maybe they'll say it within the coming months, but as of right now, they didn't say anything about it.
And this is that secret game that Rockstar have been working for a very long time.
Yeah.
Remember that secret game that everybody was like, oh, what is that? What is that game that Rockstar's? This is it, The Agent. And I don't believe he said that he wants to capitalize the success that they had with GTA.
Yeah, yeah.
On this. And they said they know that GTA was the staple for the PlayStation era. They're going to say that this game has the same impact as GTA did.
So yeah.
Let's see what happens from there.
Hopefully, we got to see. And then it came from that, and they showed a nice trailer of Final Fantasy 13. And it was crazy. It was real nice. The graphics looked crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's just showing you what to expect from you know what I'm saying, from Square Enix, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then once that trailer was done, there was a bombshell that came out of nowhere. Final Fantasy 14. And everybody was in shock. Like, how are you going to release two Final Fantasies in 1 year? And they actually are. And it's Final Fantasy 14 exclusive to PS3. It's supposed to be, I guess, an online game.
Yeah.
And it just shows you that Square Enix still has some type of love for Sony.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That was crazy. And I think even bigger news after that, like, it was just bombshell after bombshell. The biggest shit that came after that trailer was the new motion sensing controller coming out of the PS3. I know you've seen the video of it. If you want to give, you know what I'm saying, your thoughts on that.
All right. The way they did it was, the controller is good. I mean, it was a mock-up thing that me and Warzone Gamer seen like months ago. I remember him showing me that controller and stuff.
Remember that shit?
And basically the I don't know who the guy was, but his son was actually demonstrating the games.
Yeah.
And the position was, it looked like he was picking up stuff from the floor.
Yeah.
And this is by grabbing the remote And it looked like whatever he had in his hand was actually in his hand.
It's crazy.
Like,
right?
The other part there that they, you know, he was playing around with it, and he had a fan, and he held it up to his face, and it looked like he was really, you know, playing with it. And this is utilizing through the eye toy
and that controller. Yeah.
Uh huh. He was even playing archery when he was with the bow and arrow, and really looked like he was like, you really get into it.
Yeah.
It looked like something like from those people who are familiar with the Wii Zelda training.
Yeah.
It was just like that. And I like this. I like that. I mean, I'm probably, maybe it's just me just getting older and the casual gamings are just getting to me now.
Yeah.
But I like this, something like that. Like, it's just a time waster.
Not for nothing. I've been feeling like that too. Cause like, as I seen that motion control, all I kept thinking was like playing bowling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Little shit like the Wii Sport. Like, I was thinking about Wii Sports. You know what I'm saying? When I seen that come out of nowhere, I was like, yeah, this could definitely work. Because they can execute that with a PSN. Make some PSN games, you know what I'm saying? To basically go for that motion controller, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just going to be crazy.
Just looked crazy. I mean, he even picked up a fake gun. He looked like he was singing the gun. He had a big-ass Final Fantasy sword from Final Fantasy VII. I don't know if you've seen that part, but actually it was incredible.
Yeah, I seen that shit.
He got a lasso with electricity. It was crazy, but they also emphasized the fact that, yes, this is going to be for casual gaming. And that's what made it good.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're going to use it for.
Yeah. It makes sense. It makes sense because, look, you got your hardcore. And Sony proved that many, many times. You know what I'm saying? That they could do hardcore. But now they're taking it to a whole new level with the casual. You know what I'm saying? They had the casual crowd before. And they're going to capture that again with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're saying screw dropping a price. We're going to just keep adding more to the system. Like, for the $400 you're spending on the PS3, you know what I'm saying? You're getting what you pay for. You know what I'm saying? You're getting a free online service. You're getting home. You know what I'm saying? It's worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get trophies, you know what I'm saying, on the system and all this. It's worth the $400 you spend. You know what I'm saying?
You're getting basically a multimedia
system. Yeah.
Like you said, the online. In some cases, three systems in one, you know, movies, everything. You're getting all that. I mean, the price is still steep, and it does scare a lot of people away. But in the end, if you say, you know, you get what you pay for, and stuff like this will be attracting people into it.
Not only that, it's like at release date, at $600, was it worth the you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? With the games they had at the time, it's like, was it worth the $600 for the system? I'll tell you, hell no. At least now, they have games to say it's worth buying a $400 system.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you get all that stuff. I'm pretty sure there's still a lot of stuff that the system is capable of doing that we don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Technologically wise and everything. And you get a lot of stuff. You get a lot of stuff for what you pay for. And everything, and like you said, like stuff like this will attract the consumer's eye, and that's what they need to do. They focus on that shit, and I'm pretty sure they're gonna sell a shit little system, focus on the casual thing, and all that stuff, and they will succeed.
They will succeed with it.
I guess I was this whole E3. I guess I was just a sucker for motion sensor.
Yo, it came by storm, because before. I talked shit about the motion sensor and I thought it wouldn't work, and it is working. It is working, you know what I'm saying? And it's just hot to just see this shit. And I want to see a close-up picture of that prototype controller. That shit look fucking crazy.
Yeah, it just looked it high. Just the way, like, you know, Quake Nolan when he was in the archery and he had one controller in his hand and he had the other controller. It looked like he was really pulling the bow.
Yeah, even when he grabbed the bows. From his back.
Mm-hmm.
That shit looked crazy.
Like, he was just getting into the game, though.
And
you know, that's how I feel when I play my Wii game. I'm just like that. I just get into it. Like, you see him on the floor, I'll be like that. I just get into it. Yeah. So I can imagine that, or Project NATO, whenever it comes out. Like, you're actually rolling, and you're going to be doing all these crazy stuff. And I guess that was the theme for a lot of these E3 conferences, just motion sensor, Project NATO, the Wii Motion Plus, and now this motion controller for the PS3 that he said will be available by spring 2010.
Yep.
That's what they're looking for.
We're already halfway done with this year, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah. So
spring look, coming, no time.
I'm definitely keeping my eye on that though.
Can't wait, man. Yeah. And it's like I said, last year's E3 was all about basically Guitar Hero Rock Band.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That stole the show. And it's like this year, motion sensing stole the show once again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And just I like what they focus on. Like, they just focus on the future.
Yeah.
Like what's going to happen for the future,
and that's
you know?
The most beautiful thing to focus on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, aside from, you know, that little quip that dude said, there was really no, you know, nobody was really against each other type shit.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't saying, you know, it was no trash talking.
Only that douchebag that said that little remark.
Yeah, that little quip. Oh, my God, man.
Little motherfucker.
Let's not get started on him.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, basically, after that, they showed a couple of other trailers, and then they laid the shit down with God of War 3. Gameplay. Wow.
And release date.
And a release date. Yes. All I can say is, wow. You know what I'm saying? When they show that startup stream, I'm thinking that's just a trailer. That was actually video game play.
Uh-huh.
I was like, yo, is that for real? Is that actually the game? And when they show you press start, they show this dude's muscles and the way his skin looked. That shit looked mad real. Yeah. I was like, yo. The way he fucking the way he cut the horse in half, then his guts came out. That shit was crazy, yo.
And wow. He has the new moves that he has on it is incredible. Like he actually pick an enemy, like stab an enemy, he runs, he uses the enemy as a shield, and he's running at the same time.
Yeah, like he's tackling all of them and shit.
Yeah, that shit was hot. And when he took the winged creature, and he was actually flying, and he was killing them.
Yeah, he was stabbing them as they were flying them.
As they were flying him to his destination. That was
yeah, that game is going to be fucking amazing, yo.
That was incredible, man. He had a lot of shit, little moves. And for those people who's into those mythology, old school, you know, reference, they did have, like, you know, like what you saw, the Minotaur, which was that horse, half gold, and half lion, right? It was just crazy. Like you said, like, you actually saw the guts come out.
Yeah, how about that turkey that kept taunting him to follow him? That shit was like half turkey, half girl, half everything. This shit had boobs on him. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
That shit had a turkey body with a girl's boobs and a guy's mustache.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
It was just like weird shit, though. And how cool was that big boss in the background? That big looking.
Oh, man. Yo, that game is going to be fucking amazing, dude. Like, oh, can't wait. It's funny because they ended off the demonstration at that part where it showed you know what I'm saying, him killing that half lion, half snake, whatever it was. And if you went and watched the rest of it, they show him go upstairs. And remember that shit in the trailer they showed that he got on the shit's back and he started stabbing it and it started like fucking up everything that was around him?
They
showed that shit. And then after that, they showed some, like, I guess the guy that, you know what I'm saying? Because I guess that's how it is with every God of War. After you kill a master, you get his powers and shit.
Yeah.
You basically go to this guy, and he's, like, coughing out blood, and you see Kratos go over his body, and he starts trying to rip his head off. Yo, he rips it off. You see the meat and the spine and all that shit come out. Like, oh, shit. It looked like a brand new beheading. I was like, yo, what the fuck? They took it to another level with this shit. And the guy was basically explaining. He said, if you look at how deep the graphics are, it's amazing. And he said, every time you kill an enemy, when the blood splats, the blood stays on Kratos' body, and you actually see the blood on his body. Mm. And it just shows you how far they took the technology with this God of War, because you know they started working on this God of War right after Part 1, right?
Yeah, it started with that shit.
The engine, they started this engine since God of War 1. And God of War 1 is what, like five years old, 6 years old?
Yeah, about, I think it came out 2002, 2003, around that time.
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it looks incredible. And, you know, this, yeah, for those people who haven't played the first two parts, go out there and play it. And you're going to see, I don't even want to spoil it, though, but.
Yeah, I haven't played it, so.
What, This could be Kratos' last, the end of Kratos after this, but I'm not going to say him too much because I want you people to go out there. I know you haven't played it yet. That's why
but
I want to say too
if
much.
You remember, I told you too. Remember how you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody wants, like, for instance, with this Metal Gear shit, mm-hmm. you know how they're doing a spin-off character Raiden?
Yeah.
What's crazy with this God of War, and I remember hearing this shit a couple of interviews back, a couple of months back in this interview, where they said they're going to have a playable character in this God of War that is going to be a spin-off character for the next couple of God of Wars.
Which would make sense, which made perfect sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Sense.
So, this should be cool, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I played God of War, yeah, but I haven't ended either game. And, yeah, I'm ashamed of it, but I can't wait. I feel like going back and playing that shit now.
Yeah, man. You know Let me know. I got both parts here, man.
I got part one, but I just got to play part two. But I just got to go through part one. He said you could be, well, people tell me that you could beat part one within 5 hours and shit.
Yeah. I did a speed run not too long ago. I beat it about 4 hours and change.
All right, so.
So yeah, it's really easy.
Hey, they said part two is 25 hours long.
Yeah, part two actually when I first played it, yeah, it took me about close to like about 18 hours.
That's crazy.
And my speed run for that when I did it was about seven or eight hours.
The guy who made this God of War, he said it's gonna be longer than part two, so that's gonna be crazy.
Oh, okay, so yeah, so it's double. Yeah, because well, whatever part one was, part two was doubled. But like I said, that was my personal speed run when it was 4 hours. I'm pretty sure it's like an 8 to 10 hour adventure.
Yeah, but the guy was saying that they may have to cut out some stuff within the game because they got to see if it's playing right. Because remember, if it's coming out March 2010,
mm-hmm.
they still have to, you know what I'm saying, play through the game to see what's working and what's not, what's glitching, what's not, you know what I'm saying? But he was saying that there's a big chunk of the game that may have to get cut out because it's not playing right, whatever.
All right.
So that'll suck, whatever. It just shows you that they don't need David Jaffe to make a fucking classic game. Yeah, he had the idea, but it shows you that you don't need that guy to make an awesome game because look how much more violent they made that shit without him. And I'm surprised that Jaffe didn't announce his Twisted Metal game today.
Mm-hmm. He said that he had nothing announced.
Yeah.
So it's just wow. But
yeah, but that was E3 in a nutshell for you.
Yeah. It was incredible. So what did you think was like the best of all E3? Like what was your top game?
Well, you got to give me top three because I can't just name one. You know what I'm saying?
I have to put that spotlight on you.
Nah,
man.
I can't because it was just too much.
Three would be a little too easy to pick though, but... All right. Let's do the top three.
Top three, Uncharted, Alan Wake, and Super Mario Bros.
All right. I'm with you on two of them. I'm with you with Uncharted.
Yeah.
I'm with you with the Alan Wake. And as far as I'm concerned, as excited as I am for the next Mario game, that Metroid looks just crazy. It looks still good for me.
I've never been a big Metroid fan, so I can't. That's what it was.
But I'm glad they're just taking it back to the old school. I mean, 2D Metroid is like the best, though. But
yeah,
those are my three. And honestly, out of those three, if I had to pick one,
I can't pick one, and I won't even disrespect Alan Wake or Uncharted. That's why I said I wouldn't pick one.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's just like it'll be kind of hard though.
Yeah,
it'd be kind of hard. And if I give Alan Wake the higher advantage, it's because the originality that's brought to the game.
Yeah.
But then I never seen so much action in the game as I saw in that
Uncharted. Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's just like a balance. It's just like I can't give that. I can't give the nods to Metroid because it just looked incredible. It was just. Too much. I can see where you're coming from
yeah,
that, though.
It's just hard to even choose. Man. It's
so
just disrespectful.
Yeah. And what you think was the worst? What do you think was the worst thing out of all the OE3? What's the worst thing you've seen?
Nintendo kind of dropped the ball when it came to them talking about Wii Fit. And then, I don't know, it just started slowing down. And they picked that shit right back up. And then with Sony, it was just where I understand, yeah, you're trying to show off the games you got coming out for this year, whatever, but they just started showing too much videos and it kind of dragged out. And for Microsoft, it was basically them trying to get the casual by showing off all this boring shit about that kid or whatever. Yeah, I understand that you want to show a demonstration, but that demonstration was just too damn long.
Yeah, it was just, and it just really dragged out, though. For me, for the PS3 side was just, well, the PS plus Sony press conference was just that price mark for that PSP.
Oh, that too, yeah.
It really just bore my shots down. I was like, damn, I thought it was gonna be a little less than that. It just really, it really put me down a lot. I was like, damn,
that was like epic fail of the year.
Yeah. for Nintendo, they played too much of the numbers game. I didn't like that. Yeah. I didn't like the fact that they did focus too much on the Wii Fit Plus and the Wii Resort, and then they gave too much attention to, you know, the other games out there. I'm pretty sure most of these games weren't complete.
Yeah.
And that was just that presentation and shit, like what you said, and they just didn't do too good. It was just that middle part, and then after that, it just came out with the banger hits.
Yeah.
And a Microsoft part is kind of hard because I really, honestly, and not to be biased, I really did enjoy their press conference.
No, it was good. It was good. I just said, like it was just that part where I felt like they were trying too hard to get the casual.
Yeah, it was just that douchebag that really messed it up. You left a sour taste in my mouth. I don't know who he is, but I know next time I take a shit, I'm going to just think about him, man. I just didn't like that. But no, jokes aside, though, it was just like what you said, like with the whole casual thing and just the fact that you know, as far as, you know, doing certain updates to the, you know, the NFC.
Yeah. That was just stupid. I believe,
they should have just kept it. They should have just kept it aside, you know, just did a little more, because it wasn't really that important.
Yeah.
You know, Facebook, 1080p movies, which is cool, and, you know, you can't stream. I think they should have just done that in a regular update and didn't spend, like, 10 minutes talking about it.
Yeah.
You know? But otherwise than that, it was just overall, it was just like one of the best E3 in years.
Yeah, honestly. No, it was solid. They all three delivered. You know what I'm saying? It's good to see that Microsoft is going to give both consoles a run for its money. They all giving each other a run for its money. You know what I'm saying? It's good to see another console in the race because, what, like 6 years ago, you didn't see Mike. You know what I'm saying? It was just Nintendo and Sony going head to head because Sega wasn't there. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, but it's good to see a third console trying to make its way to get the number one spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely love the love that they give into the handhelds. So too, because last year they just disregarded the handhelds completely.
Yeah.
This year they actually, you know, put them in the main focus. Like, look, we got games for these, you know, for the handhelds too. So it was just incredible though, and like, you know, biggest surprise out of E3 was, you know, for me, it was that either the Alan Wake or just the announcement of Left 4 Dead 2 even coming out. You know, that called us, we were like, what?
Yeah.
That called us with my left lane because your reaction, like, what? They really making that?
Yeah. Surprised my ass.
Yeah, though, but.
You know what I mean?
It's just the first 2 days now. We still got a couple more days left.
Yeah. It's just the beginning. You know what I'm saying? This is just the press conference out the way. There's still a lot more companies that haven't announced big things. And, basically, we got to just wait and see what happens in the upcoming days. But before we end this podcast, I want to know, what did you grade all three consoles for the press conferences, the grades?
Okay, press conferences as the presentation or just like overall, like what they're going to bring to the future?
No, the whole press conference is what you give it, you know what I'm saying? Like you grade
everything, just the whole thing.
No, like or just each company, each company, okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's begin with Microsoft. Letter grade from A to F. I'll give presentation, deliverance, everything. I'll give Microsoft thing an A-.
Wow.
Nintendo, I'll give it presentation. Overall, everything, I'll give it a B-. For the fact, you know, I give that extra oomph because it did improve from last year.
Yeah.
And everything. But I just felt it just did drag out a little bit. Yeah. And it just felt like they were just focused on too much on the health system.
Yeah.
So I give it that. But, of course, you know, with the games delivered, I just gave it. That's the honest review. And as far as Sony's concerned, I give it a strong B+. They delivered. They big improvement over last year, and they showed a lot. But like you said, too much video footage. You know, that's a game like MAG, yeah. they should have just pushed it out there more.
Yeah, they should have just made that shit look crazy. Yeah.
You know, they didn't do that shit. They started out strong, then they just slumped all the way down, and then they picked itself up at the end.
Yeah.
You know, but the fact of the matter is that big slump, you know, who knows how many people they lost from viewing the show, you know?
Yeah.
And all that stuff. But they really picked themselves at the end and everything. But I like the whole, they stage setup. I think out of all three of them, they had the best stage setup. The way they had the three screens.
Yeah, that shit looked crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and had the thing. But the people who were talking was just like bland or whatever.
Yeah.
But the audience,
the PSA
side was hyped.
Hannah Montana. Yeah.
They were really hyped though. But I give them a strong B+. Yeah. I mean, making, you know, this overall, you know, Microsoft just had a well-rounded thing. Everything was just going too good. It started out with the Beatles. They ended out real good. They had surprises in between.
Yeah.
They kind of, you know what, they slumped too. But they slumped that at the end, which was more important, though. Like, they saved all that boring shit towards the ending.
Yeah.
And they got everything out the way. So imagine that shit. Imagine, you know, having that slump, and at the end they announced Metal Gear coming out. You know, it just would have been, oh, wow, you know?
Yeah.
But, well, what are your grades?
I rate them all B plus, because like I said, I said this earlier, they all performed well.
Beautifully, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They all delivered, and like mm-hmm. I said, it's a strong tie, B+, everybody, B+. Right. Like I said, it was really good. They all said something. Like I said, it's not like the last 2 years where, let's say, Sony did bad, and then fucking next year it was Nintendo who did bad. And, you know what I'm saying? They all came out strong. You know what I'm saying?
I also noticed, too, with the Sony and Nintendo press conference, they basically took what they talked about last year and they put it into this one. Like, they just made it better, though. Like, you know, MAG was introduced last year. They, you know, even though, you know, they didn't show too much with it or the gameplay with it, but they actually showed good stuff with it.
Yeah.
The same thing with the Motion Sensor Plus. They showed it last year, but they didn't show how it worked. They showed it this year. Wow, time flies. Come think about it.
Yeah, hell yeah. But it's crazy because I can still remember the last E3.
Me too.
That's
me too.
That's the crazy shit. But what's the crazy shit, and I respect Microsoft for this shit, they do know how to put on a show. And
they're
showing Sony and Nintendo how to pull it off. And if you see it, Nintendo and Sony are taking that route that they've been taking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They pushing out all that MPD number shit to the side, and they showing you how to really break it down. And they, like I said, they took what Microsoft was doing and just made their own E3 out of it. And that's the reason why I give them all the time, because they're playing their cards right now. You know what I'm saying? They showing, Microsoft showed them how to pull off a press conference, and they did mm-hmm. it. You know what I'm saying?
It's all that good. He said, we're not here to show you no pies, no charts. We just show you games. If this is what you want, that's what you get. Boom, open it up with COD on Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
There you
because
go.
Because if you remember a couple of E3s back, that's all it was about, MPDs. Yeah, there's MPD here, and then they'll show you how many countries love this system and shit.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody cares about that Honda shit.
Likes
and that shit, or, and that shit, or, right? Yeah, and that shit dragged out press conferences almost 3 hours for dumb shit. At least, you know what I'm saying? Microsoft, show you. Look, you don't have to do all that shit. We just show them gameplay. You know what I'm saying? Show a couple of videos, announce what's coming out. And I said, there you go, a press conference. And they did it.
They had a thing. They had a celebrity stature. Where, I mean, we almost forgot to mention that Tony Hawk did come through to test out his new game.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot to show us what the game was about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they had a big open. I was really surprised they opened up with the Beatles, with the Rock Band Beatles and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought they weren't going to open like that, but I guess that's why they needed that extra 5 minutes. I can see why now.
Yeah.
That kind of dragged down a little bit, though, but like, they really, really trying to push that. Just the whole energy on that stage was incredible, though, and I really liked that shit. Like you say, it paved the way for how they, you know, the other two should have made a company, and they followed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Nintendo did throw some statistical numbers out there. It wasn't as bad as it was last year. Like you said, you know, they actually came out with a pie chart and which country did this and how many people under the age of 12 like this, or how many people above the age of 20. Oh, man, that was just horrible, man.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what Nintendo kind of pulled off today. They pulled off what Sony did before, and I was showing them, oh, yeah, this country, like, such and such, they gave interviews and shit, and that's why I was like, ah, come on, Nintendo, don't do this shit.
I really didn't like, and that's one thing I didn't like about, you know, both the Nintendo and the Sony thing, when they had those little intervention with the videos.
Yeah.
You know, the little videos that they showed and shit, I really didn't like
that. And that's the way Japan does their thing, you know what I'm saying?
That's how, then again, you're right. You're absolutely right about that. I almost forgot about that. It's a two Japan main system, so I guess over there, that's how they rule out, though. But
so, yeah,
all Microsoft needed was just like some elephants, some lions to come out. And it was just like one big fun circus, man. It was just crazy.
And to be honest with you, to talk about the stage setups, Microsoft and Sony had the best stage setups. Nintendo's was kind of plain.
Yeah, it was bland. Yeah, it was just bland and everything, and it just threw off like the energy. It's just like one big screen.
The motherfuckers love to save some money.
I still think PS3 had the best stage setup, bar none, this year.
That shit looked crazy. I never seen some shit like that, dude. And that was actually a big ass TV too.
Yeah, it was just crazy. In a way, they had the two sides. It looked hot. It looked like when WWE first revealed the Titantron. It was
remember
like,
that
wow,
shit?
That
yeah.
shit looked crazy.
Yeah.
It looked hot, though. And it just the color of it went straight, you know, it went good with the thing is, it's the people that were talking that just made the show kind of like drag out. Like, they just don't have no emotion, like no energy behind it. But the crowd was hype.
And they got real hype off the motion sensing, dude. I'm telling you that. Oh, man. I just can't wait for next year, dude.
The crowd was in it. They were like, yeah, you know, they looked at like a energetic crowd and everything, which was kind of cool. Whereas both Nintendo and Microsoft, they didn't have the energetic crowd. You know, they had, you know, a few claps here and there and everything. But I don't know, like, that crowd, like, I would have loved to be in the PS3 crowd. That was like the type of crowd that they're probably moshing and joking around, yeah. drunk, shit like that.
No, it was good, though. It was real, real good.
Oh, yeah.
But, yep, that was it in a nutshell. Like I said, this E3 isn't done yet. We'll have more feed, more info on, you know what I'm saying? Well, tomorrow I'm going to be broadcasting E3 live through Justin TV. I'm going to have it up on the site. So if you want to get some more E3 information, go to warzonegamer.com. You can watch all that stuff there. Basically, like I said, E3 is not done. There should be some more news coming out this week.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? It's here, baby. It's here. Ah! Hopefully next year we'll be at E3. We're going to definitely look into that shit starting now. Basically, this is it in a nutshell. If you want to contact us, hit us up on warzonegamer1@AOL.com. Add us on MySpace, Warzone Gamer. No, MySpace/WarzoneGamer. Hit us up on Twitter/WarzoneGamer. YouTube, we got some YouTube videos up there. Go to YouTube/WarzoneGamerTV. Hit me up on Xbox Live. That's Cameron212 for Xbox Live. That's one of my Xbox Live gamer tags, and then my other Xbox Live gamer tag is Warzone Gamer, and on the PSN is Cameron, and Drama Center is going to hit you off with his social security.
I love my social security. That shit is the best, though. But before I give you my social,
look, stupid.
You can catch me on Xbox Live, Drama Center 929. PSN, Drama Setter 929. And as far as my social, actually, I know this by heart, but I really don't. But it's 2492-4526-1694, and that's for Mario Kart. I'm still in the top 25. I cannot beat that irritating dude, man. I hate this dude, but I can't beat him. I can't get that 24 spot, but I'll be there. I want to be worldwide. I want to be known. Even though it'd just be a whole bunch of numbers in my Mii character, though. But
For those of you who wanna bless me with your beta copy of Uncharted, hit me up personally. Joel Santana 876 AOL.com. hit me up, guys. But yeah, that's the Warzone Gamer podcast. Oh, man, E3 is wonderful. I love life. Kill me.
And it's definitely going to be big news that we're probably going to be talking throughout the whole month, period. Because even after E3, that's when the good news start coming in, too.
Yeah, but definitely, if there's enough news tomorrow, we'll definitely have a podcast up tomorrow, too. Yeah, basically, it's crazy, man. E3 is here, man. I don't even want it to go, man.
I know, man. It's just like anticipated building up, it delivered, and I just want more good things to come out of this.
Hell yeah. So, yeah, basically, that's the show. We confirm. Well, not even we confirm. E3 press conference confirm.
Yo.
2009. And, yeah, we ghost.
Peace.
It's the Warzone Gamer Drama Center. Peace.
Yeah, baby. We out.
Yeah, we out.
I had time to play some demos.
If you were not friendly with me, you would never let another nigga step in your yard. Like your money ain't shit to me, this is in my veins and it gets to my heart. So I am, I will, I got to go. You got another way to live, I got to know. I am getting it in until the end, I gotta go. I go the hardest, flow so retarded. Disgusted with myself, I mean, where do I start? First I spin around and vomit, then I shit up on it. Fuck the beat up so bad, won't nobody get up on it. I flow sick, nigga, how sick, seasick, got your hand out, don't look at me, bitch.